Hello.
Hello, my name is Adelie Alvarado. Are you able to hear me?
I am.
This is not a sales call. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Would you like to continue in English?
Yep.
Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes, I am.
When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature, would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Okay. I plan to vote in both. I don't know enough about either one, but whoever the Democrat, I'm sure I'll hear more about them before March.
Aaron Zuwer, how you consider him? Very favorable, somewhat?
That's Aaron, says Z-I-N-G-L-E-R. It's a girl. It's a woman, and she's maybe too liberal.
So,
I'd vote for her over most Republicans, but I don't necessarily like all her politics.
All right. What about Greg Kassar?
Kassar. He makes Aaron look like a Republican. He's really, really liberal.
Not so favorable.
Well, he was on the Austin City Council, and I didn't agree with some of the things he did.
All
right. His heart might be in the right place, but he doesn't do anything for...
Pastrano?
I don't know that person. Who?
Do you know Beto?
I know Beto O'Rourke, yes.
How you consider him? Very favorable? Or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about Joe Biden? You familiar with him?
Oh yes. I'll be voting for him if it's him and Trump, but I wish there would be somebody else.
And Debbie Gonzalez?
I don't know her.
Roland Gutierrez?
So that's one of the ones that's coming up against Cruz? I don't know the politics because he's not in my...
And Ruben Becerra?
I don't know him either. But I'm sure, like I said, I'll hear more about them.
Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Well, that's just it. I haven't heard of either one, so I can't say because I don't know.
What about Aaron? You know Aaron, right?
I do.
All right. Would you go for Aaron or Chevo Pastrano?
If you had to choose today. Again, I only know Aaron. I don't know the other one.
All right.
So it's a matter of they need to do more canvassing and more get more public awareness of that they're running for office because I don't know.
Right.
I haven't heard of them.
Well,
Aaron's old school. I mean, she's been there for a while. You know what I mean? And same with.
Yes. Well, next I got, Rex how important and candidates' positions on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in a Democratic primary election for a state representative.
Okay.
Use a 1 to 5 scale with 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important at all. Okay, so first one, growth, development, and traffic congestion. Would that be like important to you?
Yeah, it's about a 4. 4 to 5, I guess.
Vouchers, stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayers' dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
I want to stop that, so yes, it's pretty high to me, 4.
Right. Gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
That's probably the most important to me.
Right. Restoring abortion rights.
That's also pretty important. That's probably 5 for the gun rights and
fight against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
Is that they're against it? You're saying against that?
Yeah, what you prefer, that's what it's asking.
I'm against it, so I mean, I guess a 5 for the Democrat who, that issue is important to me that they don't do that.
All right. Voting rights and protecting democracy.
Mm-hmm.
What would you vote on that one?
Well, I'm not sure, so I don't know exactly what you're asking, because, I mean, everyone has voting rights.
Okay.
I guess the only thing might be if they redistrict or something that might interfere with voting
all
rights.
All right, so fully fund public education from the state to take this burden off local property taxes.
Well, so it's happening, and it was necessary because they were too greedy, and they were, for instance, me, how you hear in my little rural farm, it went up thousands and thousands of dollars, more than my salary as a school bus driver. So, so it's pretty important to me. Do I think that it's good for the state? Ultimately, I think that going to be an issue. I don't think they're dealing with it the proper way. Abbott's not dealing with it the proper way, but they did need to relieve property taxes, yes.
All right.
It's more complicated than all that.
Yes, ma'am. Climate change and protecting the environment.
Well, that's probably a 5 as well.
Alright. Strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, that's 5. We're gonna have more and more problems.
Okay. When it comes to the issues of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? The one who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures, or one whose pro-life religious belief leads them to support some of Texas restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives? Or you don't know?
Well, I feel strongly that it's a woman's, between a woman and her doctor, period. I'd prefer there never be an abortion, but it's something that I'd rather take care of it. I want them to take care of the kids we have. And if somebody's not able, I want to be the candidate who wants to restore women's rights. Yes.
All right. Next.
I'm not pro-abortion. I'm pro-choice. That's the thing. Like I said, I would prefer there would not be any, but.
All right. Next, here are a few statements you might hear about that are critical of candidates, record or actions of candidate for the Texas State House. Answer if each will cause you to definitely vote against that candidate. Probably vote against that candidate or will not make a difference to you.
Okay. All right,
here's the first one. While the candidate lives in Hays County now, they grew up in a weather part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have strong deep root here. So definitely vote against, probably.
No, I'm indifferent. It's more matters what their vision is.
All right. The candidates failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials reflecting criticisms. They are not in touch with Hays County.
Could you repeat that one?
The candidate failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials reflecting criticism. They are not in touch with Hays County.
Maybe. Depends on who the endorsement is from. Yeah. You know, I don't. There's some people that are,
As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter, and argued in court that the rape was the girl's fault.
Oh, I'd definitely vote against him.
All right. The candidate, working as an attorney, tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff's deputy, accused of, of sexual molestation, set free on a technicality.
I'd vote against him.
All right. The candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes.
They all do that because they're all arrogant.
Yeah.
So, I don't like it, but if he tried to fix it. You know what I mean? If you paid him since. You know, oh, by the way, I don't, you know, what happens if I don't have the money and can't pay it all? You know, but it doesn't mean I'm not trying. So I don't know the details, but I'm not happy. He definitely has to pay him. But if he's got the money, which most of them have the money, but they're trying to get out of paying taxes, and that's all politicians.
Yep. All right. Lastly, some statements about the record of state representative Erin Sulner. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative.
Okay.
As the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative sooner least on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space.
That's valuable. I'm not sure how I was supposed to answer again. Favorable or neutral, is that what you're saying? That's favorable to me.
All right. Is a positive or no or negative?
Oh, it is positive. Yes, I see.
All right. Aaron has a record delivering for Hays County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth.
Positive.
Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills.
Positive.
Erin has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republicans, extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill, restrictions against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant Texans. Texans.
Positive.
After listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drugs overdoses, Erin passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools.
Positive.
Erin is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ plus rights.
Neutral to positive. There's many other things I'm concerned about, but
Representative Sooner successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher shame that will have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools.
Positive.
After hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Erin Sooner or Chavo Pastrano?
Chavo, the lawyer who defended the rapists, and Erin would be my choice, yeah.
All right. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. Could you please tell me your age? Is between, you know?
Between 50 and 60.
Huh?
Between 50 and 60.
All right. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic, Latino heritage?
No.
Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
No.
What was the last grade you completed in school?
2 years of college. So, associate's degree.
How long have you lived in Hays County? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more?
11 to 20.
All right, we're done here. Thank you for your time, and you have a good one.
You too. Good night.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.